this afternoon I began speaking about what's called the divine abodes, the beautiful qualities of the heart, heart-mind. This heart-mind in Sanskrit is called citta, citta. So we're exploring this, the pure nature of this heart-mind. And one of the qualities that is expressed through this pure heart-mind is the quality of gratitude. And I want to talk a little bit about gratitude and then have a guided meditation with gratitude. And I want to bring in the gratitude because it's a very good practice as we learn how to turn the mind away from the more difficult states. Sometimes we find ourselves going into some of the negative or the critical or the painful places of the mind. Sometimes even going into some despair about our own lives or other people's lives or the planet, the situation on the planet. And it can be very helpful to know how we can move the mind. It's very much like what we've been doing with when we direct our attention away from the thought patterns and the mind states, where we direct the attention more into the body and into the breath, is a kind of a turning away. Today I was talking about that. No, I'm not going to follow this. I'm not going to go in that direction. I'm not going to walk down that street. And so, because we have choices about when there's awareness, where there are different roads, there are different paths, we can actually choose the paths of this beautiful heart. This is how we cultivate, we develop the heart in this way. We choose to focus on these qualities. And we can make that very conscious. It's when we decide that we're going to express loving kindness towards somebody rather than these thoughts of ill will or unfriendliness or criticality. We say, no, I want to feel this kindness towards this person. I don't want to think about these other things. Or towards ourselves, rather than just indulging in a critical or a negative mind state. We say, no, I'm going to actually bring some kindness. Mm-hmm. So in that, we redirect, I call it turning the mind. And it's very conscious, it's very intentional, and it's a skillful mechanism to be aware when the mind is going in a direction that isn't helpful or isn't kind or is unkind or unskillful, and then we can say, no, I'm going to go in this direction instead. And this is true with this gratitude. Gratitude is an attitude of joy. When we allow ourselves to feel and express gratitude, the heart is uplifted, the heart is happy and joyful. So gratitude comes under the category of joy. So in the four divine homes or divine abodes, joy was one of them. And this is one of the expressions of the joy, the joyful heart, when we experience gratitude. In the Pali, in the ancient language, the word is katanyuta. And I like to break them down, because kata, the first part of that word, means that which has been done. That which has been done, kata, that which has been done. And anyuta means knowing or recognizing. So gratitude is a recognizing that which has been done. It's very nice. It's very simple. You know, it's an act or usually some kind of action or some kind of expression that somebody has done or something that's happened for us in our lives, and we feel joyful about that. We feel grateful for that. And that has usually been something that has been beneficial. It's been helpful. It's an act that's come out of kindness, some kind offering, like this beautiful food that we have had on this retreat. You know, we can feel grateful. We can feel grateful to Dora because she's such a wonderful cook and she's put this amazing food on. So there's a joyful appreciation of that kindness, all the kindness that went into that act. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes these actions have helped us in some way. They've helped us grow or helped us develop, and we feel grateful for that. So one of the powers of gratitude is that when the heart is joyful, we actually feel more, there's a certain strength that we have. We're more grounded, we're more embodied, we are, there's a word resilient, if you have this word resilient, you're more flexible, more easeful, not so rigid, allows for the qualities to come forth. It's a resiliency. You can move with things that are happening quite easily when the heart is open and happy. When the heart is happy. So it's oftentimes a practice that can be helpful when there is difficulty and when there is pain and when there is suffering, because that actually wears us down. It pulls us down. When there's a lot of pain or despair or the mind goes into those difficult places or critical, negative, it pulls us down. Whereas when we then turn the heart to the gratitude and the thankfulness, being thankful for things, it actually then starts to lift us up. So it's a very good medicine. It's a very good antidote for the states of pain and despair and difficulty. Joanna Macy, I don't know if you're aware of her, she's a Buddhist scholar and a very strong social activist, American, and she leads a lot of workshops around the suffering of the planet and helping people come to terms with their feelings and their despair. And she begins her workshops with gratitude, to help people feel some ground rather than just being pulled down into the suffering and the despair. So again, giving us more of a place to begin these difficult practices that we engage in. And it allows us to open to a bigger picture of things. So we're not in any way denying the pain or denying the suffering that is here, but we want to be able to meet that with the fullness of ourselves without being pulled down by it, being pulled down by the suffering. So that which helps uplift us, it gives us energy, it keeps us buoyant, it keeps us more present as the heart fills with gratitude. So we want to feel grateful for what we have, and there's so much that we can feel grateful for. And if I brought this, maybe we can bring it. I wanted to bring a poem, but I didn't bring it. That's okay. So we want to be grateful for all the things we have because it could be different. For any of us, conditions come together through the body or through circumstances or through relationships that are very, very difficult and very painful. But that isn't always the way it is. We are also living with great blessings and great things to be grateful for. So we want to appreciate that. We want to turn our minds towards that and our attention towards that, and then notice what happens for the heart. So I'm going to guide us in a gratitude meditation. And if you find that your mind cannot go there, you're just finding that it's too difficult to move into gratitude, not to force that or think something's wrong, that you're not able to go into the joy or into the gratitude. Again, just hold yourself with kindness. Just bring the kindness to where you are and what is happening for you. Because sometimes when we offer the joyful practices and that's not where you are, then you can think something's wrong, like you should be able to reach into the joy or to the uplifting heart. But that isn't what this is about. This is just to see if this is, if you are able to turn your mind, if you're able to turn your heart towards the gratitude. But if not, then be where you are and hold yourself with loving kindness. The loving kindness would be more appropriate than the gratitude. And that's why we have lots of different practices, because we're in lots of different places. So there's not just one recipe all the time, right? So we'll just see. We'll see where you are as we do this gratitude practice. So begin by sitting quietly in a relaxed posture. Not straining in any way. And let your mind, your attention, awareness settle into the rhythm of your breathing. And it might be that you want to feel the rhythm in your heart center. Again, when we do these heart practices, we can feel the area, the energy around our heart. So letting the breath come into the rhythm. Well, wherever it may be comfortable for you, to let your attention rest. And as you breathe in, see if you can breathe in the kind energy that is all around you. This good, the goodness and the kindness that is all around you, breathing it in, and then as you breathe out, releasing any negativity, any way that you have a negative or critical state of mind. Breathing in the kindness, letting go of the negativity through the out breath. And first becoming aware of your body and feeling gratitude for your body that serves you. Grateful for your arms and your legs, your hands. Grateful for your breath that nourishes all of your cells. Grateful for this heart that beats so faithfully since the time you were born. Opening to this miracle of the body. Despite whatever weaknesses or limitations may be there, this body that allows you to sense the wonders of this world. And if you can, let the gratitude fill your whole heart and body and mind. Noticing what it feels like to be grateful. Is there a warmth or an expansion that happens in your heart, in your body, in your mind? And again, if you find it difficult, just simply being present for wherever you are, not needing anything to be different or otherwise. Feeling grateful for your eyes that allows you to see the beauty all around you, the colors and the shapes, the face of a loved one, gratitude for your ears that allow you to hear the birds singing or the wind rustling in the leaves. Your ears that allow you to hear the words that people say or the laughter of children. Gratitude for your sense of smell that allows you to enjoy the fragrances of the flowers or the scent of the fresh air. Your mouth and tongue that allow you to taste the fruits of this earth. Allow you to enjoy the chocolate that melts in your mouth. And for your skin that protects you and yet allows you to touch and sense the world and feel warm and cool. The softness and the touch of a loved one. And feel gratitude for the things that you have that supports your practice. The food and shelter medicine, clothing, money. Feeling grateful for all the things you have that allow you to be comfortable. And feeling grateful for the people who are close to you. And if there are certain people who you would like to express your gratitude for, you can name them. Bring their names. Gratitude for our teachers and spiritual guides. To the teachings that are available to us. And to our spiritual community that supports us and holds us. And to Mother Earth for all her abundance and beauty, and for all her creatures, animals, and for the plants and animals that feed us. For the water that quenches our thirst and flows in our blood. For the oceans, the streams, the rain, the bellowing clouds. And for the air that we breathe, that gives energy to our cells and allows us to speak. For the fire of the sunlight. And for the earth that supports us. And we feel grateful for the challenges in our life, the difficulties in our life. Because they act like sand that polishes the pearl that we are, and helps us to grow. Letting the gratitude fill your heart, breathing. Letting the breath merge with the gratefulness in the heart. And taking a few moments to to add anything that you would like to bring in to the gratitude now. Any person, anything in your life that you feel grateful for. And when you feel ready, slowly coming back into the room, and as you return to this present moment, perhaps returning with a grateful heart, like to end this session with a chant, and I'd like us to do the chant, Shakyamuni Buddha, the Shakyamuni Buddha chant. So this is a chant to the Buddha, and in gratitude, gratitude to the Buddha, and the teachings that have come to us over all these hundreds of years, that it is still alive, that this it shows the power of one person's mind, that what could come forth could have so many ripples, can go out so far, that it is still here in this present moment, hundreds and hundreds of years later, that we are living these teachings and the Dharma teachings now. So feeling this deep gratitude, this gratefulness to the Buddha for what he woke up to and offered us this path, offered us this map to our freedom from suffering. And so this chant I think it's a pretty easy one. I'm also going to play the melody with on my iPad from to teach this teacher Tanisara, who was a nun with the Ajahn Chah order, and she has a CD with many beautiful chants, and so this chant is on there, and I can play that to help us get going, to get the melody. And the words are Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha. And you'll pick it up. You'll be able to pick it up. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha. And what that means is the Tayata is, it basically means it's like this. It's like this. And the Om, Tayata, Om, Om is the all knowledge. That's the sound of Om, is the sound of all universal knowledge. When we say that word Om, we are connecting with that universal sound. Muni, Maha, Muni has to do with gaining control, the mastery over this difficult world, the world of the mind, the world of called samsara, this wheel of birth and death, that we can gain control over that. We don't have to be dragged around. We don't have to be in the suffering, but there is a way out of the suffering. So we are actually chanting to that possibility. That's why it's the Buddha, the freedom from that, the rounds of rebirth, of coming and going and birth and death. And soha is just a way of saying, may it be so. May it be so. Mm-hmm. May we be able to take these blessings and absorb them into our heart. Soha. Soha. Mm-hmm. So all these, this is a Tibetan, I think it's a Tibetan chant. And it's a beautiful, has a beautiful melody, so I think we'll be able to pick it up. So I'll play this song, and then as you feel you want to start to join in, just start to join in. I think it'll go like that. I'll also be chanting it, so we can just, or you might just listen as well to the sounds, but see if you feel drawn in to the words and to the chanting.
Yeah. munaye soha taya tao muni muni maha munaye soha taya tao Maha Munaye Soha Taya Tao Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Taya Tao Maha Munaye Soha Taya Tao Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Taya Tao Maha Munaye Soha Taya Tao Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Taya Maha Munaye Soha Taya Tao Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Taya Tao Muni Maha Munaye Soha.
That was very nice. Very beautiful. Really feel moved. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So, this is our last evening here together. We're getting closer to the solstice. Tomorrow is the solstice. Mm-hmm. But now we have the sun tonight again. So tomorrow morning, we'll have the same wake-up time, We'll come here and do our meditation. I'd like to ask if everybody could please come to the morning. I don't know if everybody's been coming, so if you haven't, but please do come tomorrow morning. Just before breakfast, the managers are going to be giving a few announcements about things you need to know in terms of the unfolding of the morning and some of the closing things that need attention. So they'll be telling you about that just before breakfast, maybe 5 minutes after seven or so, 10 after seven. And then we'll continue in the noble silence through breakfast. You are going to be having an extra half an hour before we come back in the room. We'll come back in at half past nine instead of 9 o'clock, so that you can start to pack up your rooms and start getting your things in order, so that when we finish here at 12 o'clock, we'll have lunch, and then you won't have to then be going back and doing all your packing. So you can get as much of that done beforehand, so that when we're finished, the retreat finishes, we can spend time together, and then you can easily go off. All that practical stuff will be done. So you'll have that time, and the managers will tell you a little more about that in the morning. And then we'll come here for 9:30, and we'll have our closing session together. And that's the time when we come back in this room together that we'll begin to break the noble silence, and we'll have some, we call it ritual, a ritual around that. And then we'll have our closing time together until we end here and go to lunch, and we'll all be talking and be together and enjoying each other's company at that time. So it'll be quite a nice thing to have food together. So it's really, I'm very grateful that lunch will be served. It's not always like that on retreats. Sometimes we finish 11 o'clock and then people go off, and there's not so much time for the community to come together. So I'm very happy that there'll be time for us to be together before we all go off in our separate ways. So that's the plan. So I hope that you enjoy this evening and enjoy the light, the solstice light, and your awareness and your open heart, and sleep well, and we'll see you in the morning.